Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
Tonight we are welcoming Ryan Dart to the show. Ryan already has a couple of new singles out this year and has a brand new album coming. I can't wait to see how it all came together. And I know he has some tour dates coming up too, so we'll be sure to ask him all about that. Here's some more about Ryan. Born in Colorado and raised in rural Arkansas, Ryan's music bridges the landscapes that shaped him, the Rocky Mountains and the Ozarks. A longtime member of the Coop Studios family, he has spent decades behind the scenes as a producer, engineer, tour manager, and artist manager for acclaimed acts including Elephant Revival and Dinosaur Jr. While touring globally with artists such as Bob Dylan, Jack Johnson, Ryan Bingham, Wilco, and The Who.
In 2024, Ryan returned to Coop Studios as Director of Music and Media Partnerships, while continuing to write, record, and perform annually. His upcoming album, If Love Don't Break You, represents the culmination of his life experience, craftsmanship, and emotional honesty.
Hey, listeners! Sisters in Song is brought to you by Pink Whisk Confections, our sponsor. Small batch scratch cookies, cheesecakes, and other desserts are available upon request. Custom orders for color and flavor are welcome anytime. Cookies are $15 for a box of 8 cookies and are individually packaged within the box. You can DM at Pink Whisk Confections on Instagram for placing all your orders. Make sure you use the code SistersInSongPodcast for 5% off your first order. And you can also get these gluten-free. So anybody out there who has a gluten intolerance, you can ask for a special gluten-free order. Go check it out. I'm not kidding you. These are probably the best cookies you'll ever eat.
Welcome to Sisters in Song. Can you take a minute and tell us who you are and where you're coming to us from?
Hi, yeah. Thanks for having me. Yeah, my name's Ryan Dart. I'm coming to you from just outside of Boulder, Colorado. And just enjoying, it's like our third spring already this year.
Oh, yes. We'll just dig right into this stuff. So tell us how you got started in a career as a musician.
Okay. Yeah. How far back do you want me to go?
Dawn of time.
You know, right. Well, the history of water. Let me start there. I grew up and my mom had an old classical nylon string guitar and she played piano and sang, and I started writing songs when I was probably 12 years old and just fell in love with music. And it led me down the path. I went to college to be an audio engineer, which got me in studios from a young age. And I was engineering and recording and producing records. And I was working in the studio in Boulder, and this band Rose Hill Drive came in the studio and we hit it off, and I ended up hitting the road with them and traveled all around the world on some big and small tours with them. And, you know, did some arena tours with The Who and Van Halen and the Black Crowes and Aerosmith, and just had some crazy experiences. And yeah, that's the early days, I guess.
So we know you have a new album coming out very soon. Tell us all about it and how it came to be.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really excited for it. It's been, you know, it's one of those things that just starts as this idea and inspiration, and to finally have the vinyl in my hand is just such a fun stage in the process. But yeah, I started writing this. So right after, I guess, 2021, my marriage kind of came to an end, and I started writing a lot of songs about that process of grieving the relationship and the, like, you know, breakup of the family and things like that. And by the time I got in the studio, in August of 2024, I guess it was, I had fallen in love again, and I had written a completely different set of songs. I use music and especially songwriting to help me process this life highs and the lows and everything in between. It's just my best addiction to date. And I think, you know, it's definitely been informed by that process of losing my relationship coming to an end, losing the farm that I had started, and the divorce process.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, and also triggering a lot of growth. You know, I've used it as an amazing catalyst for personal growth and just learning how to level up and continue to try and become a better version of myself. So yeah, I could go on forever about it.
So how many of the songs are included? Like, how many songs will be on the album that were included in this writing process?
Well, I think, you know, there's 14 songs on the album. There's probably three of them that I wrote in 2024 before I got in the studio, and all the rest of them happened throughout the process of making the album. So all of the songs that I wrote while I was really in that grief process of, you know, that loss and that change, none of those made the album at all. It was part of the process. It was the chrysalis.
Yep. So you've done a lot of producing in the past. Did you produce this album yourself, or did you have help, or how did that work?
Yeah, I did this with my friend John McVeigh. He produced it and recorded it and mixed it at his studio, Cinder Sound. And he's just one of those guys that he's plagued with perfect pitch. So he's, you know, that must be exhausting to hear all those little nuances. But no, he's really good at being honest about how he hears things. And, you know, I've been in the studio with lots of different producers and engineers over the years, and so many of them are just like, okay, you know, good take, try it again. And you just never really know if they're listening, and if they're like, I want somebody to be honest and be like, that's the one where I felt something in my heart, or yeah, You're way off. Try a different song. You know, I want that brutal honesty. I think that's where we get down to the most soulful versions of these songs, is having some really honest conversations about it. So he did a great job producing this one, and I had a lot of help from some super talented friends.
And you're great. You mentioned vinyl. This will be on vinyl.
It will. Yeah. Yeah. I've got one right here.
Ooh, can I take a piece?
How exciting.
Yeah, I just picked these up.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Super exciting. Yay.
Very cool. It looks beautiful.
It does. Do you have a favorite song on the album?
Oh my
goodness. I know they're all of your children.
yeah. You know, I think right now it's probably still Dirt Road Woman. Something about that song. It's one of those, there was a few on this album that just kind of, they just happened so quickly. And that doesn't always happen to me. You know, that's one of those things that you hear certain songwriters where like, I just sat down and wrote that song, and that, you know, that's the exception to the rule, I think. Yeah. But Dirt Road Woman and Dancing on Your Porch, the single that comes out on Friday, both of those I just kind of sat down and wrote in one sitting. And, you know, it's both of them are kind of love songs, and Dirt Road Woman especially is just a nod to empowered, powerful women. And you know, I think there's, I love that, and I want to support that, and I know, you know, it's I don't hear a lot of that from a male perspective. So I just want to like further that message that you wonderful women can speak to.
Yay. Love it. Yeah. Very cool. Me and we too. Grew up on dirt roads.
That's right.
So it will definitely speak to us.
All right. Good.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS 7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code Sisters in Song. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
Thinking about writing songs in your writing process, how do you usually see a song from start to finish?
Well, like I said, it's my greatest addiction. So I'm always writing any chance I can get. If I'm, you know, at dinner, sometimes I don't pull out my phone unless I need to jot something down or, you know, if I'm even out on a hike. Nowadays, we have the technology where I could just, you know, say it into my phone, into the voice notes and transcribe it later and have a kind of a boneyard of lyrics to pull from. So I would say probably 70% of the time I start on the lyrical side, and 30% of the time it's a, you know, a melody or a certain vibe musically.
So we know you play guitar. Do you play other instruments?
I do. I play guitar and harmonica primarily. Sometimes I can do some real simple chords on the piano occasionally if I want to, you know. It definitely changes the song and the way you approach it to have that different instrument. So that's really the limit for me.
Were you self-taught with guitar? Is that right? Or did you take
lessons?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I took lessons when I was a kid for like a month or two, and it was just classical things. And it was such a snooze fest. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to play Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash songs. And, you know, I was not interested in Mozart. It just wasn't doing it for me.
We feel that way sometimes too. As we're practicing our think and all of the stuff, I'm like, I just want to play a song.
Yeah, we're taking lessons with the same guy who we love. He's a great teacher, but he it is kind of like, can we get to the songs now? I'm tired of scale.
Well, I think the best teachers that I've found, they have a way of weaving both of those things in, where you learn. They use the songs that you want to play as a vehicle for the knowledge.
Yeah. Maybe we just need to hint at the songs that we want to play.
Oh my gosh. So what do you do if you get writer's block?
I think it's not something I've had for a long time. I think at this point in my life, I've had enough struggle and pain and love. There's plenty to pull from, but I think, you know, get out there and experience things, put yourself out there in whatever way. Like, I think you get outside your comfort zone just in life and you're going to find the writing process opens up as a way of either channeling the excitement for what you just experienced or processing the pain of failure or that struggle in the process. I think just there's a real synergy between what you're experiencing and what you're able to write about.
Yeah,
That's
true.
that's
Telling
where
your
I come
story. I
from.
love it. Yeah. So
Yeah.
I'm curious, which do you like best, being in the studio, being on stage, or being in your writing process?
Oh, they're just all so different. I think for me, I write all the time, so I think that says the answer right there is
Yeah.
weaved in. It's just something I can't stop doing, and I love it. And I think, I've got this album doesn't come out for a few weeks, and I think at 55 new songs since
Wow.
finishing that album. So I'm
Thanks.
working. Yeah, I think
Albums
by
coming
the
in droves.
yeah, and I'll have a lot to pull from for the next one. I'd like to have, at least 100 new ones to pull from, and then work on whittling that down. And because once you get in the studio, almost every time I have this preconceived notion of this song is going to be the one. It's just that's the one, and it never is. It's always the sleeper that you just wrote, or the one that you thought, well, maybe I'll include it at the last minute as a another option. And I think there's so much surprise built into what translates in the studio any given day. And that's a beautiful thing. And then when you're talking about performing live, there's such a exchange of energy, and there's something just so beautiful about getting to play music for other people live. I know it's healed me so much over the years, and I've,
Yep.
the thousands of shows that I've been to and been a part of it heals me every single time. And so anytime that I can be a part of that with any of the bands that I work with, but especially when I'm able to share my music and reach people and give them a voice or give them a break from whatever struggle or
Yep.
challenge or pain they're going through. I love that. It's such a gift.
Yeah, well, I always say music
I was
saves.
just going to say the same
I
thing.
always say that
Yeah,
because it
it's
really, it
true.
does. I don't know. There are so many times in my life where I go, I don't know how I would have gotten through that without music.
Yeah.
So totally get that. Okay, I want to ask a couple of questions. First of all, do you tour with a band, or is it you acoustically?
I've done both. I've at this point, I can go solo, duo, trio, full band. It just depends on the budget and the timing and the space. I want to be able to just go play acoustic and do a house concert solo, or go be a solo opener for someone. And I also have an amazing band and a great group of people that I've been lucky enough to become friends with over the years in these spaces. And so I definitely, when I have a chance to play with the full band, it's always such an absolute joy.
And will this new album, we be going on tour with this one?
I will be the out of state shows this summer are mostly going to be solo and duo. The full band show that we're doing on May 2nd for the album release is going to have some special guests, and it's going to be just an absolute blast here in Boulder, and playing it with my friends Heavy Diamond Ring, who are another Colorado band that I love. Just great people. So it's a mixed bag for
That's fun.
sure.
Very
Super
cool.
fun. Are you having the album release summer special?
Yeah, it's at the Roots Music Project in Boulder, and they're just such an amazing nonprofit that is actually helping the local music community and giving back and giving opportunities to so many people. And I've been a part of, I've seen these music nonprofits in other markets and other areas, and some of them are trying, and some of them it's more of like a tax write-off for somebody. And you know, I just love how Roots is really they're really giving back, and so it's nice to be able to support them and have the show there.
Super, that's really neat. How what a nice fun venue to have that too.
That's awesome.
Hey musicians, are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography, and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at Summer Lee Photo. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September, and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
Should we do our rapid fire questions?
Yes, it's test time, right, sir.
Oh my goodness.
Promise it's not
I'm
hard.
Nervous
hard.
Already.
Everybody passes.
Yeah, everybody passes. That's right. You're gonna get an A+, I promise. Okay, first question: coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Vinyl, cassette, CD, or streaming?
Vinyl.
Yay. Us too. What is the first album that you ever bought?
Born in the USA.
Did you have it on vinyl?
Was it I on had vinyl? I was maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8. And I had that little cassette player. Love and it. I got the tape. And my parents were like, you can listen to it, but not after bedtime. And I'd put it in there and I'd have it on the lowest setting right by my ear and fall asleep to it. It's such a great album. And that was my first one. And then Bob Dylan Greatest Hits Volume 2 was
you were
the other.
Always on the path to songwriting.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I guess not. Most of the times I've done karaoke, I don't remember because I was back when I was drinking and doing all sorts of things, and I've been totally sober for 3 years now.
Awesome. Congrats.
Awesome. Do you prefer writing at night or in the morning or the afternoon or all the time? It sounds like
all the time, but I enjoy the evening with the lighting a candle and just really being nothing else I have to do the rest of the day. And I try and get through at least one song, and then I record a version of it, and then the next morning I play it and see if it still, you know, hits my heart in the right way.
I love that process.
Me too.
That's awesome.
Do you write your lyrics on paper, phone notes, or voice memos?
Always on paper if I'm, you know, somewhere with a pen. That's my preferred method.
Us too. Yeah, us too.
I've got stacks and stacks of paper.
You got
notebooks or whatever. Yeah, we totally get it. Okay, do you have a pre-show pump-up song that you listen to?
Well, that's a good question. I guess not. I don't know. That's a really interesting question. I have to think about that some more.
All right.
I think it always changes. And the problem for me when songwriting becomes a problem is like right now in Day After Tomorrow, I'm playing live on TV and I haven't rehearsed a bit because I'm too busy writing a new song.
Yeah.
And that's the downside of so many new songs. Those lyrics, sometimes they get jumbled up and I have to try at least the day before a performance. I have to try to not write for long enough to get through my set a couple times.
That's a pre-show ritual.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Dogs, cats, fish, or birds?
Dogs. But I like all of them. I've had all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Describe your sound in 3 words.
All right. I'd say it's a mix of of the mountains and some like southern red dirt. So maybe mountain red dirt, I
There you
guess.
go. Perfect. Love it. What advice would you give to new songwriters and or musicians?
Do not edit yourself when you're in that writing phase. Just like get it all out. Don't try and be too careful. Just really get it all out there. And the volume is so important because if you're too careful with it, that's I think a lot of times where that writer's block comes from. Because you're feeling like, oh man, I'm stuck on this next line or this next word. And if you can just go for it and get all of it out, then it's there and you can pull from that. And I mean, I'll sit down and write 2 or 3 pages and it's not all going to go in the song. There's no possible way, but it might spark 2 different songs, or you come back to it the next day and you take a part of this one and a part of that one, and you put the puzzle together. But if you don't put all the pieces out, you're never gonna solve the puzzle.
Yeah,
So I
great
just
advice.
think you gotta keep writing and just believe that. Well, this applies in a lot of different ways, but I truly believe that whatever you're inspired to say and write and sing, somebody out there needs it. It's not about you or your ego. It's about you are able to be a voice for someone that really needs it. And it might be that that is the song that they really needed to hear that day. And you might never know that. You just gotta believe that it's really needed.
That's awesome.
It is,
Believe
especially
that person's out there.
as a struggling self-editor.
Yes.
I really appreciate that. So give me
Okay.
the client too. Okay. What oh, we said that already. We would love to have you share a song. What is the song? And tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I guess I can do one off of the new album. Maybe I'll do the title track off the new album, If Love Don't Break You. I think
Love it.
it's one that really hits home for me. It's equal parts heartbreak and hope, and I think that if we have to love, it's such a, I mean, makes life so much more rich and fun, and we just it's part of the landscape. And inherently, by opening up and loving, you open yourself up to the potential of having your heart broke or experiencing that other side, the painful side. But I just think that's where the growth is. And if love doesn't break you, then nothing will. And you're gonna just continue to find new levels of growth and joy in this beautiful life we have.
Okay.
Very
So
cool. Thank you for
amazing.
sharing.
Justice ain't been hanging out this time for a while. To keep your heart from drowning, better off being blind. No matter what, you're still in my blood. Ain't playing my bad days in a time that never was. Grace outruns the best of us. It's hard to find. But seeing the best in you has kept my faith alive. Change don't come around fast as you pray. Love. four-letter word you never meant to say. No matter where I find myself, part of me is on the run. And every love song is a sad song to someone. No, I ain't going nowhere faster, climbing the sand hill. Love don't break you, nothing is sweet. Love don't break you. Dancing after midnight in a city by the sea, crafting words to get away, a taste of being free. No matter what, y'all stealing my blood, but I ain't planning my bad days in a time that never was. No matter where I find myself, part of me's on the run. Every love song is a sad song to someone. Oh, I ain't going nowhere fast, climbing the bed here. Love don't break you, nothing is sweet. Love don't break you, nothing is sweet. Love don't break.
It's time for your shameless plug, sir. Where can we find your music, your website, your socials, anything like that?
Yeah. So the website's really easy. It's just ryandart.com or ryandartmusic.com. And I'd keep that current with shows and all the goodies. You can sign up for the email list there. I've been a lot better with staying current on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is just at Ryan Dart Music. So yeah, come check it out, say hello and share. You know, I love when people share what they're going through and just trying to, you know, connect, because that's one of these ways to that some people, that's their way of connecting. And I like to always try and be there for folks and use what people share in a song, or, you know, just trying to be of service in this life, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This has been so fun. Thank you so much for chatting with us and telling us about the new album.
Yes, best of luck to you with the new album and touring it and, yep, and just putting it out there.
That was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Ryan. It was so fun to get to meet you and just hear about your love for music and how connected you are to it.
Yes, and that
I mean, he really is on the same plane with us that music saves.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when he was talking about how you write a song not for yourself, but because someone needs to hear it, it did give me goosebumps. I thought that was really cool.
Absolutely. And he's such a genuine, sweet person. So again, Ryan, thank you so much for taking time out to meet with us. It's been amazing, and best of luck to you with this new album.
We are very, very excited to listen to it. Fans, you should check it out too.
Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast, and follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.